The Creative Discovery Museum will be hosting a special New Year's Eve party. This one is at noon and offers a chance for everyone in the family to enjoy New Year's Eve. I spoke with Henry Schulson, Executive Director of the Creative Discovery Museum. Now, this is not the first year you've done this.
We've done it since 1999, we think, at least since 1999.
Well, and a lot of the children that come to this, they're not the types that'll probably stay up till midnight.
No, from the very beginning we did it because we realized that there wasn't much for children to do on New Year's Eve, and most of them would not be up at midnight, so we decided we wanted to create something that would be family-friendly and could actually be a tradition for families to come to New Year's at noon at the Creative Discovery Museum.
You've got dancing, you have Father Time, you have, is it a confetti ball?
We have a bit of everything, and we encourage people to come early because by noon it really does look like Times Square at the museum. But we encourage people to come early, and then they can play in the museum. They can make wands or shakers or New Year's hats. They also have an opportunity to take a photo of themselves and write we give them a card, and they can write some different things about what their favorite things are, or different things that their New Year's resolutions, and then precisely at noon, Father Time descends with Baby New Year's from the top of the stairs on the second floor and descends to the bottom of the atrium, and they hit the atrium at precisely at noon. Saxophobia is there. They're playing Auld Lang Syne and other music. And then when they hit at noon, we do a apple juice toast. They have kazoos, too. We give everybody kazoos and apple juice, so we have a toast. And we do have confetti that falls from the sky. I'll put it that way. It's the best way to put it is it falls from the sky. And it seems that each year we have more and more confetti.
I bet the kids love that because even at the adult parties I go to, those confetti poppers are very popular.
No, the kids really enjoy. They really enjoy the confetti. And then they can actually, we have to clean it up afterwards. So actually we give out bags and kids can take some home to celebrate a little later. I'm not sure the parents always love that because there's a lot of confetti that confetti tends to go everywhere. And then at 1 o'clock, we'll have Father Time will stay down there, and people can take photos. And we'll have a dance party at 1 o'clock with Saxophobia again. And then we also have our own type of fireworks display. We call it bubble wrap fireworks. It's a very kid-friendly bubble wrap fireworks that sort of concludes it. And then children are welcome to stay at the museum, play in Winter Wonders, or throughout or all the different exhibits.
Now, this is available just at the price of a regular admission, nothing special.
Yeah, it's at our regular admission price.
Is there any additional cost for the crafts, like making the hats or the shakers or anything like that?
No, everything is included with admission.
As well as seeing the rest of the museum.
Yeah, as well as seeing everything at the museum. And as I said, we have Winter Wonders upstairs, which has been very popular. One of the neat things this year is you can stand in front of a screen and it will build a snowman around you. There's snow coming down on this video screen, but if you stand in front of it, it builds a snowman around you. Or you can go skating in our sock skating rinks. Take your shoes off and we have sock skating. There's our maze and our winter cottage. There's another place where you can learn about animal prints and another place where you can learn about birds of winter. So we have a wonderful winter theme things. We've opened up some new things in our, some new exhibit enhancements. I think our neatest one will be, we have an expanded recording studio that we're just going to be opening around that time where kids can play the drums, a keyboard, and I think we also might have an electric guitar in there as well as being able to sing.
What are your hours on New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve, we're going to be open from 10 to 5. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Are you closed New Year's Day?
No, we're actually open on New Year's Day as well. We're open from noon to 5 p.m. on New Year's Day. So we open a little later, both for the sake of the staff and for the parents, but we'll be open noon to 5 on New Year's Day. One of the reasons that we do the New Year's at noon is just to create traditions and just the importance for, I think, for children to have traditions and things that they can celebrate and that people can celebrate together. I think if you think about traditions and some of the things that's important, it gives children a sense of belonging either to a family or to a greater community. And so we like to think that New Year's at noon is a great community celebration for the museum. And I also think it gives people a sense of, New Year's and all holidays can be very stressful in certain ways. So it also gives, I think, a sense of comfort to know that you can go to something and celebrate with other people in a sort of an orderly but little chaotic fashion, I guess.
New Year's at noon on December 31st at the Creative Discovery Museum, downtown Chattanooga. Events begin at 10 a.m. and continue through 4 p.m. Father Time will arrive and the confetti drop will happen at noon. Visitors are encouraged to arrive no later than 11:30 to participate in the New Year's at noon celebration. Learn more online at cdmfun.org. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.